I note that all five slots are taken by folks who I believe are representing the same organization. Would you like to come up together or individually?
Together.
Very good. Carla, could you please call all five?
Mm-hmm. 92, request a blue church to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. 93, request of Edith J. Gillis to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. 94, request of Doyle B. Thiebert to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. 95, request of Nancy J. Wilkerson to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers. And 96, request of Sally Fronsman Cecil to address council regarding Portland Gray Panthers.
If you'd like, you can pull up two more chairs if you just
The other
please
two are coming.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
You've saved 6 minutes unless you give it to me.
Somebody else will take it, I'm sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sally, start.
You're going first.
I'm going first, so I have to introduce this. That's true.
Thank you very much. Your time is up, Luke.
Well, make sure to tell Patricia Schechter about your procedure, Nick.
Yes, we're here representing Portland Gray Panthers. I suppose our opinions on several different things. You heard our introduction, so I think redundant to introduce people again. So I think I'm just going to start because in the interest of having people have plenty of time. Gray Panthers see a clear and present need for the vital basic survival infrastructure provided by the Compassionate Change District. We're in favor of their proposal. Portland constituents living on the streets need access to water, bathrooms, sinks, showers, and laundry facilities to perform crucial activities of daily living. In addition to these, Gray Panthers supports access to lockers or some kind of private storage for people who are on the streets. Carrying everything, we believe, is a true burden on elders and on people with disabilities who are houseless. Just not feasible, basically. Access to refrigeration is also a crucial issue for elders, people with disabilities, and anyone really with a chronic health and some kind of condition that requires medication that be refrigerated. It's something I became aware of because I suddenly got prescribed something that's refrigerated and went, well, if I'm on the streets, how do people do that? Portland is in an ongoing state of emergency with so many people houseless. Yet we're not treating people most affected by the state of emergency as seriously as we would a population this size affected by a natural disaster. In any other scenario where people are displaced without water, basic sanitation, food, shelter, and medical support, we would be providing these for all survivors. And that's sort of the gist of statement of where we're coming from for services for people who are actually presently on the streets. There is not enough shelter available at the shelters for people. Long-term solutions of having affordable housing, building new or rehabbing things are not sufficient for not only the people we have here. Do not believe that they will be sufficient in the future, especially I think in our case we're looking at people who are elders and with disabilities. The largest group of people becoming disabled are elders, and that is a growing group. We're the leading edge of the baby boom, and I think that the city of Portland really needs to have the will to be aware of these people, to actually just not say we're worried about houselessness, be worried about individual people who are houseless.
Thank you.
Amanda, and Chloe's not here, Joanne, Nick, and Ted. First, I want to thank Sally and Edie, who's also going to speak, for being here and speaking for Panthers, on social justice and safety net issues. It appears that on Council's February agenda, there may be two issues Gray Panthers are happy to support: the Compassionate Change District and the abolition of Portland's marriage to and engagement with JTTF. We look forward to support on these issues from hopefully Amanda, Chloe, and Joanne, but it would be great if Nick and Ted would make these unanimous votes when they come before council. We need the compassionate change of district on the Central East Side, not more cops. We need to stop profiling people via Portland's enabling Trump's Federalistas on the JTTF. Yes, on compassionate change. No to JTTF. In addition, rent control, gun control, and disarm PSU are issues Gray Panthers have supported and pushed in the past year. It appears that Shamiah Fagan, Alyssa Kenny Guyer, Tina Kotek, and Kate Brown will finally pass rent control in Oregon in the legislature this year. Despite naysayers, a statewide rent control law is an excellent step forward. On disarm Portland State, Panthers support SUSU's three demands. One, a permanent memorial for Jason Washington. Fire the second campus cop who still works at Portland State, who helped fire 17 bullets at Jason. Take the guns away from campus cops now. For 47 years, PSU campus cops did not have guns. We urge Portland State President Rama Qureshi to get off his tuffet and his $600,000 a year salary and disarm PSU now. Stop stonewalling year after year after year. Lastly, Valentine's Day marks the one-year anniversary of Parkland. We thank Amy Gonzalez, David Hogg, and Parkland student organizers for calling out Marco Rubio, Ollie North, the NRA, and Donald Trump. Banning assault weapons and high-caliber magazines from Salem to Washington, D.C. is needed now, not someday. At Portland State, we were happy to see Mackenzie River Gathering generously support the grant I was able to write to fund our PSU conference for gun control. Robert Kennedy once said, "Some men see things as they are and say why. I see things that never were and say why not." Bobby, like his brother John and Dr. King, was killed by a man with a gun. As a democracy, it is entirely possible to break the logjam of Ollie North, the NRA, and Donald Trump. With presidential candidates now like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Kirsten Gillibrand, there is much needed reason to hope for what Senator Kenny called for. That is to seek a newer world.
I heard that the January 16th Mayor House to Davis vote was one of the most positive experiences you've had in 2 years. It made my heart sing. You listened with empathy and patience. You said the truth. You thanked the Davises for their fortitude and courage and integrity. You acknowledge wrongs and ongoing harm, including opportunity losses. You acknowledge it's reasonable to be angry and cynical. Saying sorry is not enough. We need right actions, practical amends, and prompt right public policy and practices. To do more to earn hope and trust through justice, to reward faith. You work with diverse groups and individuals with different backgrounds, biases, styles, pain, and trauma to come up with a win, 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 win. This is what the ideal of city calls from each of us. In every decision, every time we re-examine our motives and the consequences of our choices, it increases the ever-growing spiral of good. Hallelujah. You heard and spoke the truth. You acted on the demands of truth, love, principle. You said it straight. You said, it's wrong, unfair, racist, mean, ongoing harm. Together, those add up to pain and anger, which leads to cynicism, despair, and lose, lose, lose. But being kind and honest feels good. It feels good to do good and be good for the greater good. And I want you to feel good with each decision you make. To right the wrongs with good policy, practices, relationships, and improve character. It feels bad to do bad, to cause bad, be bad. Hubris, hierarchy, hypocrisy, and harm going add up to pain and anger, cynicism, despair, alienation, and the lose-lose-lose cycle, the spiral that gets worse and worse. But these same words describe choices before us today, criminalizing victims of serial crimes, including physical, sexual, economic abuse, denied the help they need, using police and the homelessness exclusion districts, the criminalizing of compassion. One of the best, most inspiring examples of decisions that the city of Portland made was in hiring and funding Polo Catalani. He is what we need more and more in city. We need that incredible, humble cultural sensitivity and trauma understanding, the knowledge, skills, experience, policies, organizing, role modeling, relationships, mutuality, compassion, inspiring, healing character. But we need the person, the soul of someone like Polo. And we need all of us to be doing that. We need to courageously persist in stretching ourselves. We need to be able to say, again, like he did, it's wrong, unfair, racist, and mean with ongoing harm. I need instead to commit to compassion, curiosity, community, collaboration, conciliation. And that's what we can do when we right the wrongs done to Polo. We can clear his name, rehire and pay him restitution, fully fund and support immigrant refugee services, get out of the JTTF, require training assessments and ongoing progress with all city employees and elected servants in cultural humility, trauma-informed care, non-hierarchical community conciliation, and restorative justice. We need to refuse the extortion rewarding hate and bigotry. We refuse to make murder pay and
all
say
right,
no to
you.
Greg Lewis. Say no to criminal
thank
gains,
you.
Extortionist.
Thank you. Your testimony. The consent agenda.